My name is Mada Cecilia Apfel, and I'll be teaching a course this coming semester on the politics of identity. And this course is premised on the idea that identity is based around social groupings such as race, ethnicity, gender, disability, religion, nationality have become powerful tools for asserting political voice, organizing political interests, and interpreting political outcomes. The course focuses on exploring the nature and role of these identities in the American democratic process. So some of the questions that will be taken up include, how are these identities shaping and being shaped by political institutions? How are and how should they be represented in the political and policymaking process? And are some forms of identity construction more politically potent or politically powerful than others? To provide students with a common case in exploring some of these questions, we begin by considering a Latino political bloc. So we review key elements of the history of the Latino population in the U.S., how and why inter-Latino coalitions began to form, and how it has and has not influenced Latino political attitudes, political behavior, and political representation. The second half of the course focuses on theories of identity and political representation and arguments about how they should intersect with and play out in American political process. So we touch on ideas about coalitions, different formats of representation, the ubiquity of race, the role of the media, and ideals of unity. A lot of the materials relied upon in the course do emphasize racial and ethnically based identities. However, the arguments made can and should be applied to when thinking about advocacy and representation on behalf of other social identities. So consistent with this, students are encouraged to apply the materials in the course to an identity or group of individual interests in the final paper or policy memo. Ultimately, the goal of this course is to equip students with an understanding of the possible implications of different types of approaches to representation and advocacy, and how they, different approaches to identity-based advocacy, representation, and contestation. So in terms of course requirements, the main emphasis is on discussion and participation. There are two policy memos that are required, but the emphasis is really on discussion and participation, and there are a couple formats used to facilitate this.